Wand. I'd been a magician at parties for years, mostly kids. Business started to slack off. I had bills to pay. Then Harry Potter came along. I bear an uncanny resemblance to the lead character. I got myself a pair of glasses just like his, lightning bolt sticker for my forehead, and things picked up. When I say uncanny resemblance, I mean I'm 48 but look 30, and I have brown hair. Okay, the only thing that looked like Harry was the glasses. But my magic was good. Actually, my magic sucked. I was terrible. But even the lamest levitating card trick seems cooler when you say, Wingardium Leviosa. Ever since the divorce, no kids, I had come to inhabit a castle. Okay, it's a West Hollywood apartment that looks like a castle on fountain. There is a castle in Hollywood, the Magic Castle, and years ago I performed there. But as I said, times are tough and my magic is mediocre. Plus, the Harry Potter thing marked me as something of a sellout with the local fraternity of magicians, but a guy's gotta make a living. And it's not an easy living. Kids are tough these days, know-it-alls and precocious. Families that hire guys like me tend to be affluent. The kids have all read the entire series several times and constantly quiz you. Get one detail wrong and they turn into a room full of Death Eaters. I was in downtown LA one afternoon killing time. I like to ride the metro and explore. I'd surface someplace, walk around. Understand that I dressed like a normal guy when I wasn't working. I didn't walk around looking like Harry Potter, as charming as that would be. I got a little lost over by Chinatown. Things began to look strange. I turned a corner and came across a row of really weird shops. Well, I'll say it. It looked exactly like Diagon Alley. I walked into a pawn shop that could have easily passed for the Magical Menagerie. There was a little old Asian man behind the counter. The store was empty. It smelled the way those shops in Chinatown always do. Heavy on the incense, spicy candles that make your eyes water. I asked him which way to the metro station and he told me. Got any magic wands? I said, joking. He looked at me impassively. And then, swear to God, he shuffled over to a ladder, just like in the Harry Potter movies, climbed up, pulled out a box, and climbed back down. He blew off the dust. Inside the box was a stick resting on silk. Okay, a wand. Nothing more than a foot-long gray twig, fat base narrowing to a tip. It looked like it would crumble if you dropped it, but it was strong. I carefully tested the tensile strength. I examined it and the box for a brand name or made in China, but there was no clue as to where it came from. How much? I asked. $10. Silencio, I joked, pointing the tip at him. He said nothing. It works, I said, and paid the man. That Saturday, I worked a birthday party in Pasadena. The kids were decently behaved for the most part, except for the birthday boy, who not only acted like but resembled Draco Malfoy. He was 7 years old, blonde, mean, and out to get me. He's palming the card, he screamed, pointing. Lame! Is this your card? I asked a little girl. She shook her head. I kept one eye on Draco. How about this one? More head shaking. She walked away. I was losing control of the room. Harry Potter? More like Harry Potbelly, he yelled, jabbing my gut. Harry Potbelly. That was good, I have to admit. I pointed the wand at him and said, Petrificus Totalus! And he froze in place. The party continued around him, but he was completely paralyzed. Only his eyes were mobile, and they stared at me in horror. I stared back. Was he playing along, or was this the power of suggestion? I approached him, got up in his face and said, Who's lame now? I went back to entertaining the kids. He remained frozen in place, cheeks flushed with fear and anger. After a few more card tricks and pulling several quarters out of ears, I began to worry someone might notice. In fact, I was shocked no one had noticed. I aimed my wand at him and said the undoing spell. Finite incantatum! He unfroze and ran screaming to his mother. The bad man froze me, he blubbered. She looked at me with confused suspicion. I shrugged and went back to what I was being paid to do. The next day, I tested the wand on unsuspecting strangers. I boarded the metro, sat behind a Hispanic man, pointed the wand, and quietly uttered, Petrificus Totalus. The man stiffened, remained perfectly still, until I pointed and whispered, Finite Incantatum. He visibly relaxed, looked around in a panic. I pretended to read the paper. I did this several times until there could be no doubt. The wand worked. But only for that spell. I tried to launch small objects through the air with Wadawazi, and tried to clean my bathroom with Scourgify. No luck. It was a Petrificus Totalus wand, and that was it. But it was quite enough. I used the wand to freeze parking meters with only 2 minutes left. I'd return 3 hours later to find the meter maid waiting, ticket book in hand, slapping the meter, trying to unstick it. I'd finite incantatum the meter with a wave of my wand and drive away just as it ran out. I got pulled over for speeding on Olympic. I froze the motorcycle cop as he dismounted, then drove off. A mile down the road, I pulled an illegal U-turn, sped past at 90 miles per hour, and unfroze him. At an Indian casino, I tried to freeze a slot machine without success. Even magic won't help at those places. It was only a matter of time before I decided to rob a bank. I'd stopped working parties, needed money. It seemed like the next logical step. I cased a bank in West LA close to a freeway interchange. Experience had shown I could aim the wand at a single camera and freeze an entire security system. The trick would be to do that, then immobilize everyone in the bank before they could activate the alarm or call 911. The door to the tellers and money was opened by a security card the manager kept in his shirt pocket. I went over the heist 100 times in my head until I was sure I had it down. I chose a light business day early in the week, one where the bank was often devoid of customers. I watched an old lady enter, perform a lengthy transaction, then exit. I made my move. When I screwed up a trick, it was always due to nerves. I'd forget a crucial step. I vowed this would not happen again. If things went according to plan, this would be the first of many successful robberies for the Harry Potter bandit. I took care of the cameras, check. I entered the bank, approached the security guard, aimed my wand at him, and said, "Petrificus totalus!" Then I froze. Something was wrong. The guard looked alarmed for a second, started to go for his gun, then relaxed. He circled me, waving his hands before my blinking eyes and saying, "Hello? You okay, fella?" He smiled cautiously, then frowned. He examined my outstretched hand and the stick I was holding. I followed his gaze and saw that, in my nervous haste, I had gripped the wand by the skinny end and pointed the handle at the guard. The spell had been aimed at myself. I was relieved of my wand. A pair of men were summoned, and yes, they do wear white coats and drive a van. They transported me to a facility that deals with catatonic nutcases where I remain. I have been visited by the ex-wife, a few relatives. The doctors are baffled, say it's just one of those things. When I hear this, I get very angry and shout with my eyes. Then I get sad. They returned the wand to my hand, hoping it might cheer me up. But all I can think is, can a wizard get a finite incantatum up in this bitch? I blink. That's all I can do. They feed me through an IV tube, empty my waste bag. Days melt into weeks. They park me in front of the TV. Pure torture. I had so much planned. The solution is quite simple. Someone recites the alphabet. I blink rapidly at the correct letter and slowly spell out what I need. But no one has thought of this except me. I hate muggles.